presidents. And also, first of all, thank our president for giving us time to study the draft, consolidated draft documents. And of course, we would like to thank you, distinguished delegates of Iran, for this very useful suggestion. We appreciate you and your team's work for providing us this consolidated efforts. As our preliminary and general views, we would like to underline few points on part 3, in particular on section A and B. First, on the importance to maintain the right balance between bullet A on international cooperation and bullet B on SNT. My delegation would like to see a more general and broad mandate given to the steering group or whatever the name of group that would be acceptable in this conference, which could accommodate expectation expressed by NAM countries, especially to ensure full and effective implementation of Article 10. We also believe the matchmaking process and fostering complementaries could be undertaken by the future cooperation officer on bullet E instead of steering group. Secondly, we want to see a clear timeline on when this cooperation mechanism will be established. As you are aware, the establishment of cooperation committee is a long-standing aspiration of NAM, so it is important for us to give a sense of guarantee that this mechanism will eventually be established in the near future. Third, we see the value of establishing the SNT mechanism to review the implementation of the science of technology. But at this point, we still not sure as to how the review of SNT will be done, as there are too many layers of mechanisms proposed to be established. We would appreciate a clearer picture on this. And fourth, we want to see a proper reference on Article 10 in Para 24, Bullet A, in defining measures to ensure full and effective implementation of Article 10. In this regard, this Bullet A will reflect our hope that the operationalization of the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 and the avoidance of hampering the economic and technological development of state parties or international cooperation on peaceful biological activities. And lastly, Madam Vice President, we have no problem with the current positioning of the section in this part 3. Thank you.